Blog Talk Radio.
This is Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio on this September 26th, 2011. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have for you a treat as we bring you the anthology and the authors of Untapped from Naughty 8 Press. So we want you to sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio.
Yeah.
tonight. We want it real sexy on this fall evening. So if you ain't got it together, you need to get it together, because we're going to have it for you tonight on this two-hour special show with the Naughty Impressed authors bringing it to you tonight here on Word Sexy Radio. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, as we bring you this live show here on this September 26, 2011. And it's a two-hour special show because we have the Naughty Ink Press authors that are responsible for the new anthology that's coming out real soon called Untapped. And we're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. But before we do that, I just want to see if my special guest host is on, and that is none other than Miss Cotton, the spoken word poet. Are you there?
I am here.
And how are you doing this evening?
I am absolutely great. I am doing great.
Are we ready to talk erotica? Are we ready to talk that good stuff that we always talk on Word Sexy Radio?
Oh yes, absolutely. We have several people to talk to.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a lot of authors that's going to be in with the Naughty Ink Press, and we're going to be talking to them, and DV is part of that group, so we'll be letting him be a guest tonight and not just a host, but he'll be a guest tonight, and you're going to be kind of sitting in his seat this evening, so we're going to let him sit back and be, honored and all that, so we'll be doing that, but just wanted to let everybody know that if you want to call in to speak to the authors before we get started with them, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And just in case you didn't know it, this is Grown Folks Radio, and we talk all the shit we want on this radio show, and we do it like that. So without further ado, we're going to see who we got, because I see several people on here. And also, just in case you want to know, if those who have chat and want to chat, the chat is available if you want to get on and ask questions. We'll be checking that frequently as we go forth in here. And I'm going to go down the roster and just kind of, see who's here, because I see several numbers and from all over the country. First of all, we're going to start with this 804 number. I don't know if this is an author, but state your name, where you calling from.
This is Miss Tiger calling from Virginia.
How you doing, Miss Tiger? We're happy to have you here on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Miss Cotton, say hi to Miss Tiger real quick.
Hi, Miss Tiger. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, girl.
You know, I did a lot of things in Virginia. We have to talk about that. I spent about 9 years up there doing my thing, so we'll have to talk about Virginia a little bit. But let's roll on to 215, area code 215. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay, 215 may not be an author. So how about 347, area code 347? Okay, that could be a listener as well. Okay. 347? 347? Area code 347, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
How you doing? This is Keith Kareem Williams.
How you doing, Mr. Keith? How's it going there, brother?
I'm good.
Okay, well, we're glad to have you on Word Sexy Radio, and we want to get Miss Cotton to say hello to you as well.
How you doing, Keith?
How you doing, Miss Cotton?
I'm good. I can't wait to get this going.
So, you know, what I want y'all to do is talk y'all most sexy. Y'all got to have y'all most sexy voices going on here as we go now. Area code, you got a bunch of ones, so I don't know what your area code is, but you got 1111111. So where are you calling from?
713 calling from Houston. This is Melody Roberts.
Hello, Miss Melody. This is the lady that I wanted to speak to tonight. How you doing, baby?
All right. How are you, Red?
Well, we are so happy to have you on the show. So we're going to definitely get you all get started, because DV said he was going to be a little late. I spoke with him earlier today. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And as the authors come in, we'll let them speak and speak their part about what piece they have with the book. But, Melanie, what I want you to do, since you're the spearheader, I'm going to have you go ahead and kind of lead it off and just kind of tell us what's going on, and you can introduce the authors and have it go from there.
Okay, Red. Well, as you know, me and DV Hint, we put together Naughty Ink Press, and to date, he is the only officially published author between the two of us. And I think that, well, my passion was to put together an anthology. I really enjoyed reading them, you know, especially in erotica and romance. I really enjoyed, you know, just the escape. And I felt like, you know, Naughty Ink Press could definitely, being as bad as we are, put something out there that was not just really typical erotica, you know, people get together and have sex and there's nothing, you know, really too different about what's going on. So I had a few ideas in mind, and I had two main ones that I wanted to see which one I wanted to start with. And erotic first one, because I think the other one was really kind of challenging. And I really wanted to kind of get the ball rolling. I thought it would be a different spin on erotica to kind of actually pull out not just threesomes, not just, you know, apartment sex or, you know, traveling sex or whatever, just to kind of say, okay, this is the first time you've done something really bad, real kinky, against maybe your beliefs, against, you know, not even maybe against something, but just something you've never really thought about trying, and you decide to go for it. And
so you might. So,
the,
so are you having? So are you having anything that's kind of like? I'm not trying to cut you off because I know you're going to continue.
No, you're fine.
I just wanted to come in and say, so I'm expecting to see some things like, of course, not in any bestiality, but bestiality
oh,
or
God,
anything
no.
of that stuff. But something like maybe some transvestite that you didn't know that you would have sex with, or something like that. I mean, you know,
well,
this is all right first to things that you never thought.
From the part.
You know,
I'm,
and just so y'all
know
now.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Melanie. I'm going to let you say this. Go ahead.
What I was going to say was we left it open to for interpretation.
Okay.
I felt that, you know, and I know what you mean by extreme, and I didn't want it to be like extreme erotica where everything was just like way off the cuff. I really wanted, and we actually did. So it's a huge variety of erotica and erotic build up to that very first time, and I really wanted the basis for that to be the first. So, and it's not obviously going to be losing virginity, but we do have transsexual erotica.
Okay.
We do have, you know,
okay.
age gaps. We have, you know, group sex. I mean, just things that for the characters and the stories, they're there first. So it may not be your
okay.
first time reading a scenario, but we want you to be a participant in how this takes, you know, how this goes down. How
well, you know, we want to get some examples.
First, so.
Right, yeah, we definitely want to get some examples of what you're talking about, because I know there's a lot of people out there that don't want to admit that they're this way and are think this way, but we just enjoy sex, and I guess what I want to get from all the authors when they do speak about their stories to kind of tell us why they came up with that and what makes it so special from the other sex that we get, because like you said, there's nothing out there that hasn't been done or wrote about, but what makes yours to be different on how you do it. So, Ms. Cotton, you got any questions?
Not so far.
Okay. All right, so, Melanie, how do you want to do this? Because the book is not out yet, right? When is the book coming
right,
out?
Right, right. Well, we were originally going to go in October, but we're still in the editing stages and final layout stages, and I'm really a perfectionist. I'm OCD when it comes to that. You can definitely ask DB, because we go back and forth a lot about, you know, writing and,
okay.
and deadlines and things. So it'll be probably, most likely, strongly, mid-November, just basically another month. It was going to be around early October release, but
and
push it to, like, mid-November. And it'll be right around
okay.
the holidays. When I was looking at the cover, I saw that kind of, you know, the brown sepia of the color. I said, oh, this will be perfect for, you know, right before the holidays, a little something extra.
Right. and of course, we definitely stole your song from your promo, and we took it
oh,
and made
absolutely.
Sure it was the beginning song
Thank
to bring
you.
It up, because I, first of all, I like that song, and I think it was appropriate for what you're doing, and we wanted to bring it on the show and let everybody hear that, so when they hear it again, they'll know it's part of the system that you guys have going on. And normally, just so you know, we normally don't bring books on that hasn't been published yet, but because you guys have so much buzz and everything going on with Untapped, we had to bring it on. So now we're ready to get our listeners out there that's listening some info on why they should get this book and what they're going to be looking for. But those that are listening, we definitely want you to call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And just to let everybody know, if you feel like saying shit, ass, fuck, shit, whatever, if you feel like saying, say that on the show, because this show is grown folks show and it doesn't be bleeped out. So if you want to say pussy, dick, fuck, whatever, it's okay. All right. Now that we got that out the way, hope I didn't offend no one. All right, now so how, Melanie? How are we gonna do this? Because we have so many of you guys. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm seeing a lot of numbers, so I don't know who's all.
Yeah, you probably have more. You probably gonna have to do another call out because people were.
Okay.
I know I had like Karen was gonna be calling in around 8:30 our time, 9:30 her time. She's in New York.
Okay.
So people may be still trickling in. So I don't know if you want to do another roll call first, and then.
Well, we can do that real quick. Let's start with area code 912. Are you an author? And state your name and where you're calling from.
I'm an author, and I'm calling from Brunswick, Georgia.
Okay, and your name?
My name is Teresa Champion.
Okay, all right. Are you part of the erotic series, or are you just listening in to the show?
I'm listening in to the show because
Ran
on Facebook.
Okay, not a problem. And guess what? You can ask questions if you like. So what I'll do is I'll get them going first, and if you had a question, I'll come back to you if you have any questions.
Okay, thanks.
No problem. Okay, let's try. I know 713. Area code. Speak.
Shit, ass, fuck, shit, dicky, dick, fuck. I got it all out the way.
Go ahead, brother. Go ahead. Say your
What's
name
up,
and where
great.
You're calling from. You know it's my boy. All right. And first of all, before we go any further in this show, I owe you an apology, Mr. Hint. I must tell you, because of last weekend, I tell you, I was really, really pissed off that I could not make that. I know you wanted me there, and people were looking for me, and I really wanted to be there, but some things came up, some personal stuff, and I just couldn't make it, so I apologize to you for not getting there. But I will make it up to you, I promise. We will do something else.
That's understood.
So
I know
please accept my apology, brother.
Oh, man, it's not a problem. Don't worry about it.
Okay, because I know you had some fucking fun. Anyway, all right, now let's see. 210.
Just me in the house.
210. All right. How you doing?
I am just wonderful.
Okay, so I'm ready to talk shit tonight. Oh, I'm fine.
Ready to talk shit? Does that mean we're gonna discuss the pussy word and the panetti and
talk about
the
all
chair?
That.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh, that sounds just wonderful.
We want that. We want that. That's what Word Sexy Radio is all about. So, yeah.
That's right.
We want you to do that. Okay. All right. Well, we're glad to have you on the show. Now, let's see. We had 804. How about 215 area code? Are you an author? Are you part of the show? Or?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Serene Waters. I'm from Philadelphia.
All right.
Hi, Serene.
How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Serene.
Okay.
Hello.
All right, I like how y'all be talking now. Like I said before, you got to have your most erotic voice when you start talking about your story, okay? We will see who's going to be the most erotic, and we're going to do that because we got, like I said, the show is 2 hours this evening, so we're going to have us some fucking fun. Okay, now, I think we spoke to everybody that's here, so what we're going to do now, Melanie, are you going to keep running the helm, or are you going to let DV start running things?
Yeah, I think DV can jump in. I know he's going to say it's my baby, and it is. So I guess what we could do is
if it's your baby, fuck DV. You go ahead and run the
show. Whoa.
No, I'm just playing, DV. Don't get mad. I knew that was going to get him to wake up. I knew that was waking him. I'm sorry. Okay, DV, go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
No, like I was about to say, this is Melody's baby. So I'm going to go ahead and let her speak on it. You know, I am just a contributing author.
Okay. And as I said earlier, you're acting as a contributing author tonight. So, Miss Cotton, she hasn't been speaking, but she's the fill-in host for this evening. Miss Cotton, please come in and say a few words so that everybody know who you are and what you do as well. And then we'll go ahead on into this book.
Hey, everybody. I'm a soft-spoken poet. I write poetry. I have 5 books out right now. So. And I love this radio show. So I love coming on here. So I'm looking forward to getting some information from everybody.
Okay.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
What I want to say is I wish I had the book. I know the book is not out yet. I wish I had that in front of me so that I can ask questions because I know these erotic firsts. I know Melody kind of went over that a little bit in the first part of the show or the segment there. Kind of like, what they're bringing. So
okay,
I don't know who wants to start
first. Yeah, How about I do this? I'm going to just call out the name, and if you're there online, the phone, sorry, just state your name. State your name and where you're calling from. No, I'm kidding.
And make sure
just
you
talk a little bit. That's right.
Erotic. I want to hear some erotica. Yes, some erotic talk.
Okay, so just please sum up your contribution. Sum up your story. Let us know, you know, what you tackled in your short story and why. And why you contributed or decided to contribute to our anthology. So I'm going to start with just me, Felicia.
How did I know you?
Of all people to start with, that's one to start with.
No, she's going to jump it off.
Wow, the freak of the week. The freak of the week. Okay, come on.
I haven't been the freak of the week for at least a month. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, you're the freak of the week tonight, baby.
Well, my story is, I'm going to say it's pretty basic, and I've had my some of my friends tell me that.
Wait a minute. You don't do basic.
I don't do basic.
How you going to leave off with basic, boo?
My story, the title of my story is called Jungle Fever, which
Jungle Fever. Not really. You got to give us the updated 2011 version.
Let me give you the updated 2011 version. This is a story about Sheree, who is a middle-aged divorcee with like three children. Anyway, that part isn't important. She is being pursued by someone in her workplace that happens to be, of course, African American. She's uninterested because she feels like, she is rather bougie, upper class, really happy to a certain extent, but her sex life just absolutely sucks because she ain't getting none. You know, hey, I know all about that one. But anyway.
Damn, you ain't getting no dick. No, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. See, another story. Anyway, I'm going to be right about that one.
Yeah, you do. We want to hear about that. It's just me, ain't fucking. No,
you always need to know. Anyway, Red.
Okay.
See, we need to hook him off there. Anyway, the one person that is pursuing her happens to be this beautiful white man. Well, she doesn't think he's too beautiful. No one thinks. Everybody thinks he's cute, but everyone is telling her, "Okay, well, you can't touch him." So she has to go against her beliefs that she's been raised on, the beliefs that her girlfriends have, and she finally decides maybe she wants to venture that way a little bit. And she finds it's possible, really, not giving away the story, but it's possible that it could be the best sex that she's ever had. So it's Jungle Fever, and it gets to be a little jungle wild. So it's going to be a story that's going to knock you off your feet, keep you wet, keep you coming, and maybe even light it up just a little bit.
Okay. Well, we know you because we know that you get real grimy and shit. So hopefully, when I read that, that shit's gonna be really
grimy.
Off the damn chain. Yeah, you.
And you might be calling me.
Okay.
Woo-wee.
Oh, I hear that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Melanie.
All right. Well, we can move on to let's see, Serene.
Okay, you got area code 251. Is that 951? Is that someone that could be one of your authors?
You said 951. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I guess they'd have to speak up.
Okay, well, I can see. Hold on just a second. Area code 951. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Red Snapper. This is Imani True calling in to support my fellow.
Oh, yes, my girl.
Term.
The freak of the week is here. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
You are this week. You did this week. And she's last week. And yesterday. And y'all just some freaks, goddamn it, shit. Okay.
Hey, I'm calling in to support you guys. Hey, just me. I can't wait to get the book and see what you all are doing. I know it's hot, so I'm just sitting here waiting to get my copy and post my review and support my fellow erotica writers, Red.
I know that's
Thank
right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, we're going to let them
Thank
go ahead
you,
and talk, and we'll get back to you in a few minutes, okay, Imani?
Oh, I need to hear some more about these stories, Red.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I don't want to stop y'all no more. Go ahead.
All right. Serene, you want to go ahead?
Sure, I'm here. I guess I can talk about my story. It's
get erotic now, baby. Your voice is there. You got it, baby. Come on.
Well, my topic that I picked for the story is about voyeurism and exhibitionism. And
oh, see, you talking about looking at motherfuckers and shit while they fucking, and you playing with yourself. See, now you know you got to talk a little softer and a little bit more erotic. Now, come on, baby. You wrote it. Come on now. Come on.
I think that just always being obsessed with the idea of, you know, the ability of being able to watch people and people watching you and attracting attention, you know, people appreciating and acknowledging the beauty of freedom, you know, and letting your
thoughts. Now, did you ever do that? Have you ever done that? Is that
not
where your experience comes from? Okay, not in public. Well, all right, okay, go ahead, babe. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And I think that I kind of got the idea from the story. It was a little bit personal because I kind of watched my mother being a single parent and raising kids and not looking at her like she's an individual person. You know, a lot of times we don't look at our parents that way. So when I did the story,
I heard some music in the background back there. Okay. All right.
So it's pretty much about, you know, a woman kind of, after raising her kids, she wants to kind of get out there and do the things that she didn't get a chance to do when she could have.
Well, give us an example.
Without
telling us a story. You know, give us an example.
Okay, well, let me think, an example. She, you know, she kind of wants to, you know, she wants to dance. She has this, she's always wanted to dance. And
when you say dance, to the point, baby. Does she want to be a stripper, or what she want to do? Sit on somebody's lap, fuck with their dick. What she want
to
do?
All of it. She's always wanted to do it all. You know.
Like I said, y'all can say all that stuff now. I mean, nobody's gonna bleep it out. It's okay. This is an explicit radio show, and it's legal. So go ahead.
You know, I guess just the idea of sexually stimulating a person without them even touching you or you touching them, you know, is definitely something that she was interested in wanting to do. So this kind of gave her an opportunity to kind of get out there and kind of explore what's out there.
You know, without even seeing you, I bet you can do that. Okay.
Be nice.
Melanie, what's next, baby?
I do believe Keith is on the line.
Yes, this brother is going to bring it. I know he
is.
Now, I know it's only two brothers on this book. I noticed that. We'll talk about that later. But Brother Keith,
hey,
bring it, my friend.
How you feeling?
Oh, right.
All right. Title of my story for the anthology, Bring Me Back. And the subject matter I took on was relations between an older woman, a much older woman, and a younger man. But the title serves as a double meaning for the story because she's actually a nurse bringing him back to health after he was shot in the hospital. So from that aspect, that's why I got the title Bring Me Back. But also, her husband had died, her son is gone, so she's lonely. So what happens is her relationship with him, the relationship that he developed, it also serves to kind of awaken a sexuality that she tried to subdue, that she, you know, the things that she was lacking.
Interesting.
My story's about because
interesting.
I chose it because.
Ben. Go ahead, brother.
I chose that story because, you know, there's a woman that I met in the hospital, and she kind of inspired the story because I found her. She could almost be my mother, but I was just attracted to her. So she, you know, I kind of based the character off of her.
Okay. Okay. That sounds pretty good, brother.
Wow,
like that. Now,
that's kind of hot. Yeah.
It is hot. What do you think about that, Miss Cotton? What do you think about that, huh?
It's very hot.
You being quiet back there. You being all quiet and shit. Okay, we got an area code 404.
Makes me want to put on the nurse's uniform.
I know that's right. Area code 404, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Ellen Blakely. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, are you a listener or just are you part of the book?
With the Ellen?
Yeah, I'm part of the book.
Who is this? Is this L.M. Blakely?
Is that
how you doing, Miss L.M.?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I finally get to talk to you. Because I know you were supposed to have been on my show, and you didn't come,
yes.
Baby. What happened?
You know, I'm a full-time student, and I work, so my schedule is so hectic.
you know something, baby, you should have said, Red, I can't make your fucking show. Can I reschedule? And I would have said, okay, baby, we can fucking redo that shit for you.
She was like, no, what she what really happened? She was like, fuck your couch, nigga. Fuck your couch.
That's what she said, fuck your shit. No, that's okay. We'll get you back, though, baby. We'll get you back. Okay. Well, we're welcome to have you on the show. We're glad you're on the show. We're glad we got you here. And
I'm glad
now,
part of it.
Melody, go ahead, baby. I'm sorry I keep jumping in the way. I know.
No, you good, Red. DV, I guess you. I know you aching to talk, so you go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, you know me. I'm always the first.
No, absolutely.
The second brother in this book. Okay, and I'm gonna find out why it's only two brothers. But go ahead.
All right, well.
And, DV, you're always the last one to come, too, right?
Always.
Uh-oh, shit. Sound like some experience there talking. So let me get my sounder. You know I got that sounder over here.
Oh, God.
You know if I bring that out, what's going to happen, right?
Always the last brother to come.
Wow.
So. Okay.
I got to figure out what that means, brother.
My story is named TRANS, which is trans, which is simply an acronym for true romances are never simple. Basically, what my story takes on is the potential of transgender sex. And basically, what my story entails is this: I have a guy meets a girl, and you know, he really falls head over heels with her. He is so enamored with this woman that he would just about do anything for her. Well, one day she comes home and drops a bomb on him. She's basically like, look, you know, I love you, but I can't be with you. And after argument, he finds out.
DV, I know you're trying to explain, brother, and I want you to explain because I want everybody to hear this story. But if you guys can kind of check behind you, somebody's got some noise going on out here, some kids and stuff. And I love children, but we can't have them around while we're doing this motherfucking show. Okay, now, can we please kind of check that a little bit so DV can finish explaining? Okay, go ahead, DV.
Well, you know, I'm going to start back all over. The name of
yes,
the story
brother, start over.
Is called TRANS.
Right.
TRANS, which is, like I said, an acronym for true romances are never simple. What I did was pick on potential transgender sex. Basically, my story goes like this. I have a boy meets girl, falls head over heels for her. He's just in love with this woman, would do anything for her. And one day she comes home, drops a bomb on her. She tells him that, you know, she loves him, but, you know, she's gay and that she can't marry him. So, you know, she gives him his ring back, and he's so crushed that he contemplates, you know, having a sex change in order to be with this woman.
What?
So,
a sex change? Did you say sex change?
He contemplates changing his sex simply to be with her.
Wow.
So, you know, that's...
Wow.
So that is the nature of my story.
Man, I mean, I ain't even going to ask you how you came up with that, but that's brilliant, though. That is brilliant, because the love in it, to make somebody want to change themselves just to be with somebody that's the opposite of what they thought. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's deep, brother. That probably can be a novel by itself. And I'm sure all these stories can be novels. We know that. These are like precursors to a novel. So just in case you didn't think about that, y'all might be thinking that. Okay, who's next? Well, before we go next, there's another area code here that's 267. 267, state your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Julia Preston. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Okay, are you a guest or are you just a listener?
No, I'm one of the authors for the Untapped anthology.
Okay, and I just wanted to make sure. Okay, all right, so... y'all got so many authors on this book. I don't know how many people. Okay, we're trying to make sure we get them all. Okay, all right. Okay, well, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, girl.
Okay. Okay. All right, Melanie, who you have next? And then, you know, after we do this, you know, after we get everybody to speak on their part of the book, then we'll start getting some questions, hopefully, you know, from Ms. Cotton and myself and any listeners that may be calling in, just so we can, you know,
sure.
kind of get an idea on that. So.
I know LM
okay.
called in. She can go. LM.
Okay, LM. We definitely want to hear from you, girl. Go on ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, girl.
Hey, hey.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
Hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
You want me to say it six times? Hey, 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 hey. Okay, all right, here we
okay.
go.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so LM, you want to explain your contribution and to this absolutely magnificent book, what I'm hearing so far?
Sure. I wrote a piece called Anacia Sexcapade, and it is about a girl, Anacia, who is bisexual, and her ultimate fantasy is to see her boyfriend with another man. But he's not as open to that. I mean, he is open to her lifestyle because they go to a swingers club. But she meets someone at the swingers club previously, and she just figures, let's see if that couple will be with us, and I want to still see my boyfriend be with another man. And she kind of, you know, she plays this game, cat and mouse. She ends up getting what she wants.
Oh, boy.
Hey,
Go ahead, brother.
I read LM's story. Like, I took a sneak peek, and that shit was hot, but that shit made my penis round at the same time. Like, oh, I'm totally not happy with that.
Let me tell y'all something about DV.
Oh, my
anything
God.
To do, anything to do with homosexuality or something like that, or a man getting punched in the ass by something, his dick just falls a fucking part. I'm not saying that I like that, but, I mean, people that like to do it, that's their business. But DV is just like...
But you know what? Like, the thing is, it was the first story I read like that. And so I was like, oh! You know what I'm saying? Kind of one of those things.
Yeah,
but
I know. Like,
caught me off guard.
Don't read Acts of Congress then, because if you read my book Acts of Congress, then you'll really be fucked up then, because that book is definitely transvestited up, you know. And we're talking about members of Congress having sex with an escort that is a transvestite, and they know it. Then they try to keep it covered up. So go get that book out there. It's Acts of Congress by Red Snapper. All right. Okay.
Shameless plug, sir.
All right, what's next?
Who just called in? Julia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 267, right?
Yes.
Yes, if you could, baby,
yes.
go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, talk erotic
okay.
now. I was telling everybody I got to be
he
sexual and sensual.
He sounds like he's tied down over there, tied up over
Are
there.
Are you tied up, baby? You into that? Damn.
Yeah, I really am. No.
You really are.
Can I
God
come
damn.
Watch?
Oh, we got
watch.
A voyeur? You
want to
watch?
I just find anything once.
Well, you know something? Let's talk about that.
My mind.
Oh.
maybe I was confused the first time. Now,
okay,
so my story is called All Tied Up, and it's about a personal trainer, a male personal trainer, who doubles as a prostitute, a male prostitute, and a school teacher who has been celibate since her divorce, and, you know, she just doesn't want to get her freak on any kind of regular way, you know, right out the gate. She wants to really do some strange things, and she overhears these ladies talking about this male prostitute, and as a research, she finds them, and then it gets really hot after that.
Does she get fucking broke the fuck off or what?
I don't know. She got to buy the book.
You don't know?
That's what I'm saying. You got to buy the book.
Here, wait. Hold it. Y'all going to make me buy the book? Y'all ain't going to just let me promote the book for y'all and give me a copy? God damn.
You see all these authors? They got to pay authors.
I'm sorry, my brother. You must get your own.
Okay, I understand. Now, just,
hey,
just
Red,
keep in mind,
Red,
I am helping.
Red.
I am helping. Yes,
make
yes.
A book. We can make a book. We can do this. We can do this. We can make our own story.
Well, let's do that, because, you know, I got an anthology that I want to do called Contagious Lust 2, and if y'all want to be part of that, we'll talk about that as well. So we can definitely do that. But, damn, y'all going to make me pay for the motherfucking book? Well, we can make book. You talking about me and you fucking.
I'm talking about.
No, you didn't, but you said we can make a book. What did that? What did you say? I'm sorry. If I'm out of line, then forgive me.
I didn't say you were out of line. I just didn't want everybody in the world to know. But, hey, you want to watch.
Okay, you okay, you want people to watch? Oh, damn.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds good.
So the book becomes a movie. There
okay,
you
so,
go.
So who's here who hasn't told about this?
Who's here who hasn't talked about this story?
I haven't talked about mine, so I guess I should do that, huh?
And who is that? Is that Melanie?
That's Melody. Yes.
Come on, Melanie.
Melody.
I'm sorry, baby.
About.
Melody.
That's okay.
Melody. I'm sorry, baby.
As in Mr.
I don't want to fuck that up. Melody.
Melody.
Yeah, Melody. Melody. Oh, yes. Come on, baby.
I should add a few eyes. You say that so nice.
Do I really?
Melody.
You know you're trying to sound good on here.
You need to add like 50 years of practice.
Melody.
Well, I contributed a few stories, but I'll tell you about the one of them, and it is about two friends, and you know what, I want to say this before I start, I had a lot of submissions that were female bi-curious submissions. I think that is, and I guess we could talk about that in a minute, because I really thought that was interesting. I'm noticing a lot of that that curiosity, if you will, is not not necessarily, you know, super kinky. It's just like, I wonder what it would be like to be with another girl. And I did get a lot of those, almost like it's commonplace, but it's always been something that I was passionate about just because I liked reading, you know, those stories, honestly, bisexual stories. And so mine was about the bi-curious friends. They're actually both of them.
Yeah. Was it
and,
like a college setting?
It's,
you know, I'm going to try it one time in college or what? Okay. No.
Well, not even. No, not a college setting. They're actually professional women who work together. And it kind of falls into each other about it. One friend is curious, and she kind of presses her friend to try it with her. And they're both married women. They're married to men. And, you know, you got her one friend who she's, you know, very cool with, make a move on her. And almost kind of like a dude would, like a guy friend would kind of make a move on a woman. He made a move on her, and she kind of left an impression that, you know, left our main character a little more curious than she maybe should have been. So they have a business trip they take together because they've got a project that they need to get some money for, and let's just say we'll see, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Wow.
Right. Well, that sounds like a novel as well. Okay. Now, did we miss anybody, or did everybody have a chance to say something about their story? Did everyone?
I know.
Okay.
You definitely missed me. I was the first one that did roll call, and y'all just forgot all about me.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Okay.
I'm so done. Feel like
okay,
a stepchild,
so,
y'all left in the car with the windows up.
Oh, no.
Damn.
And the heat on,
baby. It's not like that.
And no water, right? No water.
No water. It's 90 degrees outside.
No, baby. In Texas, it needs to be at least 105.
Okay.
It was 105 today.
Sure was.
So let us hear your story, sweetheart.
Okay, this is Miss Tiger.
Miss Tiger.
My story,
yes, Miss Tiger. Say that again, baby. Say Miss Tiger.
Miss Tiger.
You must start talking to her like that. I know her.
You know her.
She wants to play in the jungle.
I just want her to say it one more time, DV. Is that okay?
Let her say
Miss Tiger just one more time.
Miss Tiger.
There we go, baby. I like that.
Okay.
You got me ready.
Ooh, sounds like jungle play to me.
If y'all hear some yelling in the background, my baby's in there watching a game, so, you
tell
know.
Tell Tony the Tiger I ain't say nothing about nothing. All right?
Okay. Okay, now, before we go any further, because you know we're going to get real nasty here in a minute, after we have our break song in between, because this is a two-hour show, is everybody here is single, or is there married people here that husbands or wives might be listening?
Well, I'm engaged.
Single. You're engaged. Is he listening?
Destiny's been single forever.
Okay. Because we don't want to offend nobody, because we're going to be asking some fucked up ass questions. I'm going to tell you that
right now.
He's okay.
Good.
No, I'm good. I'm attached, but whatever.
Okay, baby. All right. Okay, so Miss Tiger, go ahead and explain your story, and then we'll take a break after that. Well, no, we still got a few minutes, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come right into the second hour, and just kind of get into how you guys and kind of think about this. What brought you to this idea about the story, and how much of this is you? You know, you get all these questions from everybody that when you go to book signings and stuff. Most of the time, people want to know, how much is this really you? Or is this even you at all, or whatever? You know how people want to do. So we're going to try to get our listeners out there a chance to get that. And those listeners out there listening, the number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. And we're going to get Miss Cotton to ask some questions as well, because she's been very quiet back there. So, but go ahead, Miss Tiger. Go ahead, baby.
My story is called Imprisoned Passion. And it is about a young woman whose boyfriend has been in prison for several years. And she is very, laid back, you know, very low key when sexually. So she decides with the help of her best friend that when he gets out on his release, that she's going to just go all out and do everything that she's never, ever done before to just say, you know, I'm glad you're out. I can be the woman you want me to be. You know, you don't have to worry about going anywhere else. She's just going to take this one chance and give him the best homecoming that she could ever give him.
Well, she gets to fuck her in the ass and all kinds of shit. Tell me.
She experiences some things that, you know, she winds up in over her head.
I'm trying to get y'all to talk nasty, because y'all, I'm telling you, the show is okay. You can say shit and ass and all that, okay? Come on,
see,
now.
See, the reason why I did this with Melody is because I'm not the person that would say that type of stuff. Laid back, not the type of person that's going to use those words and vocabulary.
Okay, I tell you what. Just one time, just say shit, and then you ain't got to say nothing else.
Now see.
Wow.
You know I got to fuck with you. You on Word Sexy Radio. You know I got to fuck with you. Okay. Well, go ahead. I mean, that sounds good though. I mean, I like that. I mean, actually, that's kind of sexy. That's kind of turning me on that you are that kind, because that way. You know, I don't know if you got a man or not, but I mean, damn. You know, you act like I don't do that stuff, and then we get you in the bed and you start cussing like a motherfucker. You know, that'd be great. God damn it, fuck me. No, whatever, you know. Okay.
Yeah, maybe after a couple of wine coolers or something. Yeah, I'm the you know, the simplicity type of person. So yeah.
Oh. Okay.
No, and which is, you know, which is the character in my story. She's the simplistic, you know, very low key person. So this is her chance to just, you know, one night show it all, do it all. But the tables end up being turned on her, so she really ends up experiencing a lot more than she planned on experiencing.
Ooh.
So.
Wow.
That's a little twist in my story.
Okay. Well, I like that. Sounds good. Now, has every? Oh, there we go again. I want to watch. Who is that keep saying, I want to watch? Damn it. Shit, you want to watch all the sex. Are you going to get involved, or are you just going to watch the shit?
I might.
No.
I need a chair with you.
Both.
You know, watch
it. Must be good, right?
Watch it without getting him.
But it's nothing wrong with watching, though, because
voyeurism
is absolutely magnificent. But, okay, now, Miss Cotton, we got about 10 minutes before I go to break, or 5 minutes before I go to break. I know you got something to say now. You didn't hear most of the stories. You, the soft-spoken one, please, what do you have to say? Are you still there?
So
I know you're
she ain't even saying nothing.
Is she still there? That's what I want to know. I know she's here. Well, maybe she isn't. Okay, well, she'll be back. But anyway. All right, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick little break and have like a little song break. And then after that, we're going to get into, you know, what how you came up with your characters. And most of it, I heard some of that already, kind of. But how much does this affect in your own life? And then we'll, you know, I wish DV had his own questions, but he's being interviewed, so. He's always had those great questions that we usually do on the show about,
you know,
ugly cute
questions.
And all that shit. You know, I mean, I don't know if he's got those, but
yeah,
it wouldn't
yeah,
be fair for him to do that tonight.
He always got questions.
But we're gonna do this quick song by Angela Winbush, who is, you know, someone that I love to listen to, and she's definitely a freak. And Keep Turning Me On is the song, and we're gonna do that, and then after that we'll be right back. All right.
Peace, baby.
Good.
Thank you.
just in case you didn't know, you're listening to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we got this thing going tonight with the Naughty Ink Press authors with their new anthology that's coming out in late November or mid-November, Untapped. And we're going to be talking to them some more right now. So, Melanie, are you there?
I'm here.
So, now, what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to ask, you know, and everybody can kind of get in on this. We're going to start asking a few questions about how you guys, we know that you want to do something different. And what I'm hearing, all the stories are definitely something that is different and a different twist that what we're bringing to different things that may have been done before. Now, I'm going to start with you, and then we can go down the line. How much of the story is linked to your life or someone that you may know or something that you have seen?
My personal contributions?
That's right.
My personal life.
You want to talk about somebody else's story. Maybe somebody else's story.
Well, I will say in my short life that I have quite a few friends, close friends that have been quite adventurous. And for some reason, they like to talk to me about, you know, sexual exploits. And you know what?
They just like talking to you about it. You don't do it yourself.
They just like talking to me.
Everybody wants to bring it to Melanie. Melanie, I like sucking dick, so I'm going
to.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you know, people like what they like. And I, of course, am one not to judge. And I think that's why people feel so free to open and openly talk.
Right. Okay.
But
all right. Well, anybody else want to jump in on that? Just me. Are you still there?
Yes, honey, I'm here.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. How much is your story true? Because y'all know your ass being. No, go ahead.
You know my ass what? What me?
Yeah. Okay. No, really.
I know
how much is?
Huh? I know what you talked about. My friends like to talk to me, too. And, I mean, I'm not going to say that I've never been attracted to someone out of my race, because I have. I'm not saying that I've ever done. I don't know. I mean, I have a friend that is dating someone from another country right now who's having a really hard time with it. So I'm kind of counseling her from that aspect. But it's something that is really rampant, and I think it was necessary just to tackle it head on just go with the flow.
I think it's kind of good though with yours. The reason why I say, because you know, with the way things are going in the country and you know how everybody thought we had arrived, which we really haven't, as we can tell with the presidency and everything that's going on. So, you know, I think that's kind of still taboo in this country, and this is 2011 where people, there are more relationships that are being open, though, where you can see people interracially married, but still there's still that little thing that people still say when
they
see somebody.
Yeah, they won't tell you. That's right.
Yeah, they won't say it, but I mean, there's still that little thing that people talk about. Damn, man, she couldn't get a brother. He must be eating that pussy better than a brother or something. Or, you know, something like that, you know.
I don't think Carla called in tonight, but she was on the first show we had with Kaisa. And her story is actually about a love that does cross cultures, and it is actually with a Middle Eastern character. And it is almost a soulmate kind of a spin to it. And when I read it, I was just like, wow, because, you know, as you know, there are a lot of cultures who are, we would call pure, like Indian, Asian. There are a lot of different cultures who just do not advise dating or marrying outside of their, outside of the country. You know, I mean, their state, their actual state. So, you know, for her to write, a great erotic short about just loving somebody who is a Muslim, she is Christian, he speaks Arabic, you know, she obviously is English-speaking black woman. I mean, it's just so different. You talk about vast differences, and this is kind of what I wanted. I wanted just totally, you know, we're not talking about kinky outfits. I mean, all those things are hot, but they're easy. And the reason that I like this collection of stories so much is because, you know, I really wanted to keep it home. I really wanted to, for people to say, okay, I could put myself in with a interracial, this type of situation, or I could see myself, you know, maybe thinking about, you know, being in a relationship or having sex with a woman. I could see, you know, maybe being attracted to, you know, some Middle Eastern, you know, hottie or whatever. I mean, like, you know, those first, they're erotic because of kind of what takes place, but
you know, it's just very atypical situations. All of the stories are just, you know, men, women don't talk about hiring male prostitutes, but if you check all the porn sites, you're going to see a lot of women sucking dick. A lot of women sucking strippers' dick. You will see it. You will see it. And it is not uncommon, but you just do not hear, you don't hear them talk about it. So, I mean, I have somebody talk about, you know, hard to male prostitutes. I have somebody, you know, just flipping the script, talk about changing sexes or the possibility of changing somebody's sex, you know, what you were born as. I mean, that is why I like this collection so much. You know, voyeurism, you know, you don't get into that a lot. You know, at least amongst black folks, you don't get into it. You don't hear people talking
about it.
Well,
you know, black people do, but see, let me tell you the problem with us.
We do, but we don't talk about it.
We don't talk about it. That's what I was going to say.
We don't talk.
We always think it's wrong to talk about that stuff, but you know, it's like everybody else is open with it. I mean, you go to all the other countries and
it started in the schoolyard, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All those boys that was like, ooh, she's something big, and ooh, she's a hoe, and ooh, and then we started disassociating ourselves with those girls who suck big or what the hell, and then we didn't want to be looked at as the bad or the dirty girl. And
that's
then
when
you get in a serious relationship, the first thing he wants you to do is suck his dick.
Suck his dick.
That's right.
Every
man
needs some
medicine.
He wanted you to
suck.
Right.
You know, so he was like, hey, this is love. We make it love. We'll put some syrup on it or something.
Yeah. I know that's right. But you know something? How can we fix that? Since we're talking this subject, how can we fix that in the African American community that it's not taboo? Because a lot of times, I mean, and we've talked about this on the show when we do our first Mondays, what we have is we have a round table discussion. And a matter of fact, I think on the next one, DV, I didn't know if you got this information or not, but Mary B. Morris and Honey Bee wants to join our round table. And she's going to be coming on. Pink talked her into it. So we're going to have Miss Honeybee going to be part of our little roundtable discussions on the first Monday. So y'all know how freaky she is. We're going to be talking some real shit. But anyway, what I was saying was, you know, it's so taboo in, within the African-American community about our sexuality. And then you got the church telling you you can't do shit. And you got preachers all in your goddamn bedroom and shit telling you can't eat pussy or you can't suck dick or whatever. I mean, it's just, you know, it's really messed up. Everybody else is open. Even other countries that I've visited have no problem. I mean, it's just, and it's mostly African-American.
I think
going on.
This is
my, I'm Julia Press, just in case y'all forgot.
Uh-huh.
But it's still going on. I mean, everybody is doing these things. I've rarely ran into a female who does not, you know, give head or anything like that. It's just still taboo to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why though? I mean, we doing this shit. Why is it fucked up? I mean, I eat pussy
that
all the time. I love eating pussy. I was eating pussy when they wasn't saying you was eating pussy back in the 70s.
When
that shit, you know, when the motherfuckers wasn't admitting that shit, you know, I was like, okay, well, you're going to lose your bitch because I'm going to eat that. No, I'm sorry. I'm going a little crazy. But, yeah, I'm just saying. When you had brothers come up, man, I ain't eating that. I ain't doing that. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I was like, go ahead. I didn't say a word, but I went ahead and done it.
Black people are just ingrained in black people. Like, you don't act up in the supermarket.
Nice.
Your mom makes sure that if you didn't do it, you make sure your kids don't do it. Don't
talk
about what's going on in your house. You know what I'm saying?
That's
really deep-rooted in
all. It's that same thing. I believe that if we start talking about more and start putting it out there, I believe that maybe eventually, sooner or later, probably later more than sooner, the community is going to start opening up to it.
Right.
I believe sex is something that happens, and I've discussed with a lot of, believe it or not, I work with a lot of different mentoring groups that now understand why I do what I do. I mean, my 15-year-old daughter, well, she'll be 15 in a couple of weeks, just found out what mommy likes. So, and she's like, wow, that's cool. I can actually talk to you about some stuff. And I'm like, oh, let's not go that far. But it's like,
well, I mean,
don't
you want her to find out from you, not somebody on the street?
And it's just hard for me. It's like, mommy can write about it, baby, but you can't do some of this stuff. And I explained to her some of these things that mommy may. Well, what I've explained to her is mommy may write about some of this stuff doesn't necessarily mean mommy's done any of the stuff. And then I had to draw the line when she says, can I read it? No.
Right.
Okay. Well, you know, I guess I
wouldn't
say that.
But I think if we let our children know, if we let our counterparts know, it's okay to really discuss the stuff. I think we'll be okay. Now, I have a supervisor that just admitted to me, okay, well, I have a collection of toys to hook a sister up. And I said it because I went away this weekend and had a conversation with somebody and found a new toy. And I was telling her this morning, I have a toy for you. And she said, well, let me see it. I'm not going to bring my toy to work, but I'm going to hook you up in November. So...
Well,
I think I might know what you're talking about. Just me, anyway. what I was going to say was I think it has a lot to do with what you said, Red, about religion and also about what Julia said about the taboo associated with,
mm-hmm.
you know,
right.
Doing those things of, you know, especially giving head, you know, things like that that just, like, even I remember growing up and telling my boyfriend, oh, don't do that. You know, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
You know, you just, it
you
just
know,
went around. That it was not the thing to do. And as far as church goes, I just think it, like you said, I think it has spilled over into, you know, where, you know, you're shunning going out to a club. You're shunning, you know, if it's not associated with the Bible or Jesus Christ, it is not right. And so when you have people who are literally interpreting the Bible and then they are literally interpreting this to their children and it goes on and on and on, you couple that
with...
It's a big problem.
Let me tell you what the problem with that is. See, people that read the Bible and those that are teaching it, and we're going to get off of that because I don't want to get really too into a religious thing because I don't want to piss nobody off, but the Bible is all about sex. The whole Bible is about sex. Basically, it's all about fucking, especially the one book that I know that's really, that they'd always preach around is the Song of Solomon, because that book... It's about Solomon chasing pussy all through the whole book. He's after this woman that he want to fuck, and she don't give
wow.
a but he's describing to her how he want to eat that pussy, how he want to do it. I'm just saying it in my words. But if you read that book, he's talking about all those different things. And a lot of preachers like to go around that book because they don't want to talk about that. But if you read that book with your husband or wife or whatever, and you could actually
get to read the Song of Solomon.
I'm thinking my next anthology should be the Song of Solomon.
And it could be. You can take it and do that. But I'm just saying, you know,
yeah,
I just hate the
way.
I can imagine one of y'all jacking off to the Bible right now. You blasphemer. You could get burned alive and hit by lightning.
Well, I mean, there's lots of stories in the Bible about sex. I mean, there's even incest in the Bible. I mean, you remember when Noah and the Ark and all that stuff, and then when they got on the other side and everything.
Nah,
Noah's daughters had sex with him and they, against his will, but they did it. They got him drunk and fucked him because they thought that they were supposed to be able to make, you know, more, you know, people and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of stories in there, and they try to say they go around these things. But anyway. The main thing that I want to say is God created sex. How do we get here? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if we can't talk about it and do those things and they want to come running away from it, you know, it's just messed up.
And if nothing else,
I mean,
the book itself.
It starts with your children. You have open conversations with your children. You take the taboo away. I have an 18-year-old son. You know what I'm saying? We talk about sex. We've been talking about sex since he was like 10 or 11 because him and his friends were talking about sex. So I had to put my big girl panties on and make sure he got the right information. And the first
I remember talking
to him about it because him and his little friends were outside and they were laughing and giggling about a girl getting ahead in the school. He was still in elementary school. This was going on in elementary.
And it still is.
I was in elementary in the 60s and 70s, so you know they were talking. I turned 50 the 1st of September, baby.
Ooh.
I don't look
and
it, but
you
I...
Hear,
I
you're going to want that thing more than if you want air. So I would, you know, I wouldn't recommend, you know what I'm saying, you making a girl feel bad about that. And then in a couple of years trying to get her to do that.
Yeah,
but
well,
you know,
like one of you guys
I hate that it's that way because I mean, nothing wrong with sex. Sex is a beautiful thing if you do it correctly for the right reasons or whatever. Even if it's just you and a person decide you just want to have sex just to relieve yourselves, whatever the reason. I'm not saying what's right or what's wrong. But they try to make this thing so fucked up when there's other things out there that's really fucked up where they want to make sex to be the bad thing. But we're the only country that's that way because I done been, mm-hmm. I done traveled to many countries. And they have lower rape epidemics because mm-hmm. of the openness of sex. By having it on TV, they show commercials with naked people. They have billboards, stuff like that. But I think the United States likes it to be taboo because they love that shit.
Well, that's what makes it
like you
seem
said,
more,
punishment.
You know,
punishment
more,
is fucked up too. Yeah.
More, you know, when you take something up.
But in a lot of countries, there's a punishment for sex. You know what I'm saying? And people live by those laws. I mean, there's countries where if you're caught, you know, raping, you know, somebody, they stone you to death. Or they
right.
chop off your manhood. You know what I'm saying? So when you're living within those
countries that
kind of trying
off of women and shit, that's fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? But when you live within those confines, you know, you have a different perception of what sex, you know, is.
And
you,
I hate those
mean,
countries that cut the women's clit off. I hate that because
yeah,
that's,
I was
just,
gonna
that's
say
just
that.
Bullshit.
Well,
I hate that.
And I mean, and that builds to the thing here in, you know, in the United States. When you take it, when you take away the openness of something, it's no different than a parent telling a child you can't have those cookies. What do they want? The cookies. You know, you build a stigma around it. But like everyone's been saying, when we grow up from children, especially upon the women, a guy can do whatever. A guy can talk about eating a girl out at 16, and nobody's really going to put him down as much as they are the girl who was sucking.
Yeah, they're
you
more
know,
afraid
yeah,
of
you know
making
and
sure
you're
he's
right.
not gay.
And that
that's
goes
the hang up.
Back.
Oh, yeah,
we
so when you grow up
it.
And you become a wife and you become an adult, you still have that stigma in your brain. The TV, the music, everything says the woman is the hoe, the guy is the man. You know, if you're a
right,
girl
exactly.
and you're just getting
yeah,
your needs
right.
fulfilled, you're a hoe. And the guy.
And that's society. That's this society, though. Like I was just saying
yeah.
a few minutes ago about how other countries are more open with it because they don't dog it. Like in Germany, for instance. You know, 12 is a drinking age over there. You're a grown-up at 12 years old. So, you know,
they
don't go
to
school past that. Huh?
That's, man,
what
do you think they have festivals for no reason? You
that's
know,
what
they
I'm
have
saying.
A festival every month. From
exactly, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's you know, the drinking age there is 12 years old, and the average proof is 12 proof or higher. So the kids are grown-ups at that age, and they're having sex, and they see all this stuff. So, you know, it's just this country. The way it's brought
mm-hmm.
up and using the Bible supposedly with the morals and values of everything. And I think that they like it being taboo because they make more money. It's about money. It's about industry. That's why
mm-hmm.
we're able to sell our books because people, even though they sometimes want to class it as porn or not porn or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, it just depends on the person. Most black people that read this stuff, a lot of times they don't want you to know they're reading this shit, but then they'll come behind your back and like, hey, let me buy that book. You know what I'm saying? Because they
yeah,
don't want
like
everybody to know
like
that they're doing.
Like it's crack or something. I need my
yeah.
snack,
exactly.
man.
It's sex sells everything. Sex
yeah.
sells
yeah.
everything. We can deny
and
it,
and it's
but
because,
it sells
and it's
everything.
Because it's restrictive, and
yeah,
I don't
right.
think
yes.
it should be looked. I don't think it should be put under negative light. I think, like eating, you know, sexual desire is natural, and I
it
think you
be.
Know what I want to do with the anthology is to, like, you know, you talked about for having the conversations. I think sometimes you can have conversations through collections like this, you know, through
right, you can.
Picking these topics, picking these, you know, these different types of situations and scenarios that people can relate to and just running with it. And that's why, you know, I felt like this was something that I could definitely tackle. And I felt, you know, I wanted people to think about stuff like that. I'm going to tell you two things I read. Well, you know, and I kind of want to get everybody's opinion on this because I think it's important to kind of trends, you know, the way sexuality is going, especially when it comes to TV and culture and the acceptance of, like we were talking about, girls and girls versus two guys and all that. But the one thing I wanted to say was there was a study done, and, of course, I'm not going to cite specifics because I'd have to go look it up for y'all, but there was a study done that talked about sexuality being on a 1-5 scale and that, like, the law of averages, one being completely heterosexual, not even a thought in your mind, not even a curious thought in your mind, to 5 being totally, completely homosexual, that there are a lot more 3s, which, of course, are straight bisexuals, than a lot of people want to admit. A lot of people don't want to admit that they're aroused by watching two girls or they're aroused by, you know, watching another
mm-hmm.
guy or the whole down-low epidemic. There are a lot more 3s in this world then, you know, like I said, people are going to be willing to admit, at least in this country,
right.
and especially amongst black people. So
the whole point
of the bi-curious stories I was getting with women with women, I believe it.
Right.
I believe that a lot of that is trending. People are becoming more bold about going after what they want, and a lot of it is, you know, with the down low, whatever you want to call it, man, you know, being having one
right.
to have sex with a man and a woman, and same with a woman. And then if you ever go on Craigslist, because I go on Craigslist, I like to shop for, you know, the stuff
right,
over
yeah,
there
Craigslist.
And find deals. Well, I'm going to tell you, one time I looked at the personals, because I wanted to see, you know, Craigslist is kind of a rinky-dink kind of site, and I want to see if people actually posted real, legitimate personals on Craigslist. And what I found was, and I was already talking to DV about doing, like, a study, some sort of live, I don't know how, but I was so intrigued by this. So many women looking for, you guessed it, a friend with benefits. And that little
right.
movie that came out, which they kind of made it a heterosexual one with the two, the guy and the girl, a lot of the women were not looking for another man to compliment their boyfriend or their husband. They were looking for another woman to compliment their relationship or just themselves, have another type
right.
of friend that wasn't. So, you know, once again, it kind of reinforces the whole notion of threes, you know, 2.5 to 3.5, people don't
right.
want to say. It's a lot out there. It's a lot out there that are curious.
Just the stigmatism because it's forbidden or because it's taboo that you think about
okay.
it more. Because I know when I diet, all I can think about is cookies. All, I mean, you can give me a cookie and I
right.
just all I focus on is cookies.
You my
so
girl.
Okay. A societal taboo. You know what I'm saying? You have one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But
at the same let me interrupt you just a second. We got another caller. I want to see if they have a question. It's 757 area code. Caller, state your name, where you're calling from, if you have a question.
I'm just listening on the conversation. Hey, Kai. Hey, Tony. This is Keisha calling. Hey, y'all.
Hi,
hey,
okay.
Keisha.
Hey.
I'm listening in because I just saw the post on Facebook and I was just listening to the conversation because I had said a long time ago that I was going to make one of the shows, so I'm just listening.
All right.
Well,
well,
are you liking
you
what
listening.
You're hearing?
Time to spice it up.
Yeah. I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
All right, well, we thank you for calling in.
Of course. Okay, so
this is interesting, you know, the different things that we're getting here. And Ms. Cotton, are you there?
I am here.
You have been so quiet this evening.
Yeah. Well,
so
I was,
before we go any further, we want you to kind of give your opinion because I definitely want to hear some of the things that you have to bring to the table here because I know that you have been listening because you do that and I know that you have something that you can bring to tell us what you think about this because I think this book is going to be a phenomenal book and what I'm hearing from the authors what they've experienced I think it's going to be something that definitely needs to be pushed out so that everybody can get a chance to do it because I think it's going to be a learning process. And what do you have to say about that?
I didn't have anything to say. I wanted to ask a question about. I actually wanted to ask what made you pick these particular authors to do this book with? That was my question. One of my questions.
Okay. Who wants to answer that, Melanie or DV?
What? I'm waiting.
I'm actually
okay.
waiting for Keith to say something because, you know, that, brother,
okay.
I ain't heard nothing.
Well, okay, Keith, you want to answer that question or do you – well, actually, it was just the leader of the project is probably the one
yes.
that needs to answer the question.
Could you repeat it? Could you repeat it, please?
She wanted to know
so I can get it right.
How did you come up with the authors or how did you pick these particular authors to do this anthology?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I am a nobody. Melody Roberts is – new, not even press.
No, it ain't about that. We're not talking
about
that.
But what I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you how I did it, and it really even wasn't me.
There's no such thing as a nobody. You're an author.
I know, but, well, I'm not yet. But I started posting the
link.
Yes,
you are.
I started posting the submission guidelines in different groups, and I started kind of getting myself involved in a lot of Facebook groups. And I met Karen Quinones Miller, who I thought was going to call in.
Oh, why am I going to sleep?
Okay. Now, Melanie, you know I'm going to get on you because you didn't ask me. You ain't asked Red Snapper, but go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'd let people come to me. And what I did was she saw my posting. She got excited about it because she had submitted to an erotic anthology years ago, and she thought that this would be interesting. And so she started putting it out because she does a lot of Facebook grouping and she does a lot of classes to her audience and her friends. And they are the ones who approached me and were serious about it. So that's pretty much how I ended up with the collection that I have. Keith, I literally snatched off of Facebook one night because I was reading his blog, and I was reading his stories,
okay,
and I loved, we started talking, and I loved his energy. I loved his, he seemed very calm, very solid dude, you know, as far as his beliefs, and he's quiet tonight, and I would love him to talk more, but I snatched him off, and he literally just took, you know, he read over it, and he was super serious about it. He gave me a great story. He asked for my input. You know, I really appreciated the maturity level of all the authors because, you know, everybody's sensitive about their work. And, you know, for me to offer feedback and suggestions and, you know, everybody was very cool about it. You know, I haven't gotten any death threats as of yet. I know the book is not out.
You mean you didn't get my
message? You know, so I'm hoping nobody is really out to get me yet.
But Melanie, you didn't ask me to write in your book.
You know, Red.
She didn't ask nobody. She put it on Facebook.
I literally was not, because I didn't know a lot of people. And
I didn't want to seem impartial.
I didn't get no message. I'm sorry.
I don't like
you know what? No, listen. My goal is to put out. My goal is to try to put out an anthology, because of the importance of digital reading, and I think a lot of people do like to read erotica in these bursts, like in, you know, in these anthology bursts, and I think it's a trend that I would love to do more anthologies.
Well, you should, because Anna Jay has a series out. She's doing
it
too. Anna Jay has a series of erotic shorts, and I think that's really good.
I wanted to, you know, help build our brand, but I really wanted to tackle. They're going to be hard. I tell people all the time, I have stuff in mind, but I mean, it's like your 12th grade AP English. I mean, like,
okay,
I'm deep.
Well, let me ask you this.
So my subject matter is like,
am I worthy,
you know,
to get in your book, Melanie, at one time or another?
No. Absolutely,
huh?
Red. What? Absolutely.
I'm just messing on that one.
You're
I'm just messing with you. If you don't want me to write, that's okay. But look,
oh
I tell you
goodness.
What, y'all,
I feel
y'all
so
should.
Bad.
No, don't feel bad. I'm just messing with you, Melanie. I'm just messing with you. I mean, this is a guy that I have 9 novels out. I have a 10th one coming out here in November. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm the expert, but I mean, it just means that, you know, I just like what y'all are doing, and I'm just playing with you because I know you got this. This is a great thing that you got going on, and you know, I think it's good when you do erotic first that you bring in authors that may not have a chance to come another way. At least they can try it this way and see if they even like writing, to even want to get into the thing of writing. Because let me tell you,
as we always say,
as we say on here all the time on We're Sexy Radio, you know, you gotta like writing to write, because it's not a get rich quick business. You're not gonna get rich quick. So if you don't like writing, you don't need to be doing this, because it's just not, you know, something that you know you're gonna get rich doing. So I mean, well, you can if you stick with it. I'm not saying you won't, but I'm just saying that you know, if you're trying to make this your main hustle, then you're gonna starve, because you ain't gonna make a lot in the beginning. But you can. You just gotta stick with it. But the way you make it is to be in love with writing. You have to love what you do and do it because you love it, not because you want to get paid. Is what I'm saying. And the money will come. That's all I'm saying. So. But, yeah, I mean, if you decide you want to use Red in something, you know, let me know. But if not, it's cool. Because,
okay, Red. I will.
I'm just like
my mouth is all open. Like,
no, because you know what I'm going to do, Melanie? I'm going to keep having you on the show, and y'all going to keep doing what y'all doing, and I support. So it's not even about that. I'm just messing with you, really.
Why?
I am. Really, I am.
DV, I'm
so don't take that seriously.
Okay.
No, but it's good. I mean, because I like having y'all on the show, and I enjoy doing these shows and doing the stuff. Because I'm gonna keep writing I'm gonna write my shit. I'm freaky. I'm crazy. I got this one that I want to do called the Private Life of Andrew Ryan, and it's gonna be about this dude who couldn't get no pussy from his wife when she was alive, but when she died, he fucked her, and then that turns on him to get into
something else.
Killing
please
women.
Tell me,
wow.
Please tell me.
Please tell me.
He started killing her and not her dead body.
So, you know, I'm trying to do different stuff that's not out there all the time, like what you're doing, but I'm trying to take it to another level. You know, I mean, I got this one book that's coming out in November. It's a vampire erotica called The Peculiar Ones, and it's going into the slaves starting out 3 days before the Civil War ends. And what happens is these slaves get caught up while they're in Africa, of course. They're fighting these wars. And what happens is they get the help. One of the tribes get the help of Count Dracula, who fucks them over and makes them all vampires. So when the other tribes are fighting them, they end up selling them to the United States, and they end up coming here, and that's all I'm going to tell you. But this damn book is off the fucking chain. So it's going to be some fucking, and it's going to be some biting, and it's going to be some whole bunch of shit going on. But, I mean, I'm just trying to do stuff that's different. You know what I'm saying? And but I want to keep the sexual twist in it as well with the paranormal piece, because I also have a paranormal book out that's called Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress, which is wide open like that as well. But, you know, that's what it's all about.
Wide open? Well, Red Sanford and Melody and DV and everybody who's listening, I have to go.
Oh, who is this got to go? Who is this?
Julia.
Oh, okay. Well, look, baby, we're glad you came on, and there's only
thank
30
you,
more minutes
Julia.
Left anyway.
All
so
right,
so we thank you for taking your time and everything. So
everybody, go to my website.
What?
Yeah, because we're gonna give y'all a chance to promote.
That's
the
hustle man right there, Julia. Where to you?
And fornication that's coming out 11/11/11. And good night, y'all. And I'm sorry
there.
I can't stay, but I'm so swamped and behind.
Okay, thank you for calling in.
What?
Okay. Okay, well, we're going to take this time right now because we got about 30 minutes. And since there's so many of y'all, I know all of y'all have your own individual projects as well that's coming up. So what we're going to do is kind of give each one of you a chance to kind of talk about your individual projects, but, you know, about 5 minutes on that, and kind of tell people how
they... I don't
think
everybody got to talk about the nature of their stories and why they chose what they chose.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's. I mean, they kind of talked about it when they explained it. Are you saying that because you want to?
No.
I'm
speaking for the people who are not speaking.
Okay, well, who really wants to explain the nature of the story and why they chose it before we go any further? Because, I mean, we've got about 30 minutes, and I wanted to give you guys a chance to kind of talk about, and Keith, it sounds like you want to do it.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you do it.
I've been quiet,
Before before we do that, the reason why I was saying that is because I want to give everybody a chance to be able to explain how they can get to you if they need you, you know, in your individual projects, or if you're going to be, you know, coming out with novels, book signings, and that nature. But go ahead, Keith, and explain how you came up with your story, because you kind of touched on it a little bit. On it a little bit earlier.
My story. Mm-hmm. I can say shit here.
Yeah, we can hear.
I can say shit, right? The word shit, right?
You can say shit, ass, fuck, whatever you want, yeah.
What is it?
Well, that shit that I wrote is basically I pulled from my own personal experience, because once upon a time in a galaxy far away a long time ago when I lost my virginity, it was actually to a woman that was older than me. So that's why I chose that.
An older woman, God damn it. What the
and
fuck?
And I mean,
okay, go ahead,
like,
bro.
But it was a good thing, because, to be honest, she kind of, that whole experience gave me this type of confidence where I feel like, oh, because, you know, she had a lot more experience than me, and she wasn't exactly the school teacher type. Like, she was all shy. She was sexually open to whatever.
Freak.
Yeah, she was a freak, basically. So, you know, I walked into the situation nervous, you know what I mean? But then after that, I was like, yo, she seemed more dick than a little bit.
Can
so
I see it?
If you know what I mean, if I could deal with her case, I could deal with anybody's case.
So
but anyway,
what I
dealt with in the story was kind of like the insecurities of an older woman. It's not just older women. It's just from my experiences, women in general. You know, sometimes, oh, I'm not as slim as I used to be, or look at my tongue. You know what I mean? They'd be real shy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I dealt with a lot of that in my story, where she couldn't even believe that he found her that attractive. But we do, like, yo, y'all don't know how much we love y'all.
How old are you, brother?
35.
Okay, because you got an old soul, bro. You sound like you about my age and shit. That's why I was saying, you know.
35,
baby.
35.
Who was that now? Who was that earlier? Let me say this real quick.
Let me go ahead and start playing a little connection music.
Now, listen now. Who was that earlier that said, they didn't think that I was as old as I was, or I don't look as old as I was. Who was that said that?
That was just me.
Oh, okay.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
You said just me.
What you said it out loud.
Said tonight.
Okay, because you know. What did you say, just me? You said you didn't know I was that old. I told you how old I was, and you was like, "What?" I don't know. Did you? Was well, that carelessly?
Yeah,
someone
well,
I might
have said that, and you know, I can't possibly believe. I don't know why I would have said that. That just kind of slipped out.
Really?
I mean,
yeah, they say memory first thing.
A Freudian slip.
That was a Freudian slip. Because I mean. Somebody could have said they could just rock your world, but hey, that couldn't have been me. I could never say that. He's 35, that would make me a cougar, and that would make him something I could just eat up. I didn't mean that.
Damn.
Did I mean that?
Damn, did you mean that? Something you can beat up? Okay.
I said eat up. I didn't say beat up.
Oh, eat up. God damn, excuse me, baby. Eat up.
I could just eat him up. Oof.
Well, the lady that's from Virginia, I mean, I spent about 9 years in Virginia, you know, I had some fun in Petersburg and Richmond, and I had some real fun in Virginia Beach and Roanoke and all that, so I got a little something going on up there in Virginia I had going on up there. I kind of enjoyed them Virginia women.
And you coming to Texas when? When you coming to Texas?
When am I coming to Texas? I don't know. Whenever I get invited, I guess. But anyway, you know, I'm single, so I can go whenever I feel like, I guess. But
you might need to come to Texas and carry some heat.
Oh damn! You know, I used to be stationed down there. You know, I was in the military for 22 years and. I was stationed in Killeen right there at Fort Hood, so I know
exactly
a little bit about
Killeen,
some women down there, too.
You niggas need to get your own room, all
right? I know,
hey,
right?
No.
My own room, I mean chat room.
No, but let's get back to this. We got about 26 minutes, so, I mean, I know some of you authors here that are on here have your own projects that you're probably working on the side of this here, which I know this is the newest one that's coming out right now, but... can we get a quick 3 minutes from each one of you, what you got coming up and what we can expect and, you know, just kind of give the audience a chance to, you know, kind of get a feel for you as far as that, you know, or if you even have projects or this may be your first project.
Well, this is Miss Tiger. I have, this is my first erotic submission, but my book, Beautiful, is currently out. And I am also...
Is it under Miss Tiger?
No.
Okay.
No.
So how the hell are we going to find it if you don't tell us? See how you going to tell us that? Okay, go ahead.
I was going to tell you. I was definitely going to.
Okay.
Right. You can go to diamondstarentertainment.net.
Uh-huh.
And my name is Kaixa Rodriguez, so trying to spell that out is just going to be too difficult.
That shit is tight, man. I like that. God damn. I'm going to have to friend you on Facebook. Now, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness.
So when you go to Diamond Star Entertainment, you can look for, you know, my tab there, and it'll link you to me. Or I think you can actually buy the book there. And I also
friend
have
me on Facebook, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Right. I also have a submission in Saving Lives Through Lit, which is a an anthology that's going to deal with domestic violence and stuff like that. So I also have a submission in that book.
Okay. Well, that's good. Now, who's next?
This is Serene.
Uh-huh.
I think linking up with this anthology, which is actually going to be my first piece that's published, I was able to meet my publisher, Julia Press. So I actually
Julia, you're on here, right?
No, she clicked off.
Oh, she clicked. That was the one that had to leave.
Yes. And so
I have
a book, a novel coming out in February on Valentine's Day. And it's called
Is it erotic or is it something, another genre?
It is a romance. It's a romance novel.
What's the difference from romance and erotica?
The sex.
And you ain't saying fucking. He fucked her, and she. You saying the rose was the petal of the rose was like psychoholic and romance and shit. What's the difference?
Yeah, if I hear Sugar Walls one more time, I'm gonna stab somebody.
No.
Now, what the fuck? I mean, you know, I mean, it's still fucking, ain't it? It's just you're just not saying she was fucked in the ass by, you know, what do you say in a romance? I mean, you know.
It's not as blatant in a romantic novel. That's what
that's
it is.
That's what I'm saying. It's tender.
I know.
It's
I'm trying to have fun here. That's why I'm just fucking with you.
Okay. No anal sex.
I don't have a website or anything like that started. I just have my.
But you will though, and you're on Facebook though, right?
Yes, I am, and it's under Serene
okay.
Waters.
Okay. Friend me on Facebook.
I sure
please.
Will.
Okay. Who's next?
Yo, I jump in next.
Go ahead, Keith.
This is Keith. Keith Kareem Williams. Look me up on Amazon. I have my first novel, Water Flows Under Doors. My second is called Open Spaces. I just released another sort of like compilation book of like poetry and essays and things that I wrote called Sometimes Brooklyn, Mostly Mars.
Uh-oh. Miss Cotton, are you there? You know that's your area, baby. Miss Cotton.
I'm here.
Who from Brooklyn?
Okay, there's a poet now. Miss Cotton is a very erotic poet. She is very good. You should
definitely got to
hook up with her.
I got some sexy stuff in that book.
Man, you let her talk, man. You'll be fucked all up. I'm telling you. Okay, who's next? Who's next?
Oh,
I see a couple people dropped off.
Me.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess it's me. This is DV. I've never written erotica before. This is really my first time, so I'm really nervous, guys.
Wow.
So, like, in addition to Melody's anthology, I, you know, basically type in the follow-up to both my novels, which are If You Don't Tell and Valentine. And I'm getting harassed repeatedly, so, you know, I guess I got to learn to type faster because this two-finger method just, you know, ain't working for me.
Right.
You know, hey, but the other finger's just getting away, man. Y'all just don't understand. It's, you know, two fingers, kek. That's all me. But,
right.
You know, also, I co-host the show usually with Red. You know, this is the time we usually trip out. So now that I'm on the other side, you know, I can't get on y'all like I would. But, you know, it's all fun. So that's me.
Right. Okay. Well, who's next?
Well, me, I guess. Melody. I don't know who else is still here. Outside
well,
of
yeah,
Brooklyn.
A couple dropped off, but there is a few that's still here.
Okay. Well, okay. I am, I'm kind of like the leg man at Naughty Ink Press. I do a lot of behind-the-scenes work. I do a lot of
if you ain't no man,
and
trust
graphic
me.
Design. And,
hey, Melody, you didn't hear that, did you?
I
trust
you.
Me, you are not a man, okay?
And
don't
I
be talking about you a leg man. God damn it.
I'm
I've
a
seen
leg
your
woman.
Picture. Okay, I've seen your picture. I know you're a sexy chocolate woman. Come on.
Oh, well, I can. I love that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
And,
she's a ruthless editor.
I
don't
do.
Let
I love
smile
I
get you.
Do what?
Nothing.
What'd you say?
Don't let
her.
Go ahead.
I do a lot of, like I said, I do a lot of behind the scenes. At Naughty Ink, I do a lot of the layout. I design the websites and the business
cards. Well,
you
know, I'm
going to
tell you, that website is off the damn chain.
And the promos that I put up for you guys, I design those as well. So I do
those
a lot of the creative visual work. And my goal, especially the next 12 months or so, outside of putting out anthologies, I do want to start to do a rolling. I want to do a lot of digital, too, as well, and get more Kindle. So I will be posting for submissions, guys, for those of you who are interested in still working with us. And I'm also wanting to do just I probably have about a million ideas. I mean, me and DV, I talk to him like every other day about something else that I've come up with that could help expand our brand. You know, that's kind of what we're doing right now. So I would like to do an e-zine. I have T-shirts and other little novelties, Naughty Ink lined up. And so, you know, it's a slow roll, but, you know, I you'll see me. You'll definitely see me around. You'll see me around.
Well,
I can't say I'm ready for a full-length novel, but I do a lot of short. I do like to write a lot of short fiction, a lot of short stories, flash fiction, and the visual. So you'll see a lot of a little bit of all of that stuff coming up.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds good. I like the promos you did. Like I said, I had to steal that song. I'm probably going to play it on the end as well. Which I normally don't do, but because it's such a great song and I like the way you put it together in your promo, well, we use it again at the end, Marathon. I think that's pretty nice, and we'll definitely put that out there. Okay, so who else is left? Anybody who hasn't spoken yet?
That's me in the house.
Okay, I should have known. She back there.
Award-winning author.
Hey, look, Justin, were you back there playing? You wasn't back there playing with yourself, were you? Because I heard some noise and shit. What you doing?
What?
I heard you. I heard some noise back there, and then you came over. Oh, it's just me. Okay, all right, go ahead. What you got? What you got?
This is my second anthology. I did Between the Sheets with Tanika Newhouse last year.
Where's that going? Because I know that's doing pretty good, right? That's doing pretty good, isn't it? You guys did you get up for an award or something?
We won.
Okay.
Between the Sheets won Best Erotic Anthology for 2011, the African American Literary Award. So I'm very proud of that. Excuse me?
I said y'all ain't going to hold on to it.
You know what? Anything that D.B. Kent and Just Me and Melody are involved in is off the chain, and it will. We will win
what?
Next
she's
year.
In this book, so if this book wins, she's going to be in this
she's
one,
two
too.
For two.
That's
right.
Fine, but, but she's going to be dethroned at the same time.
That'll be a first time. Be dethroned
talking.
Well, goddamn, I need to start showing up at some of these things so y'all can see who I am, so I can get some recognition. God damn it, shit.
You might need to start showing up in this thing so I can hook a brother up. Anyway,
the Batman sounder. Okay.
As I was saying, I haven't done. This is my second anthology, and that's what I've been really concentrating on this year is just getting my name out in an anthology. And this is
crazy. Okay, go ahead. All right. Okay.
And
God
this
damn.
One was really. This one was really
hello?
Important to me. Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Who is this? I hear somebody saying hello. Who is this? Hello.
I'm sorry. I've been holding all this time.
Waiting
for somebody to speak me. Hello. Hello, everybody. My name is Natasha, and I'm a huge fan of Naughty Ink Press and DeviantArt, to say the least. I just wanted to say I wanted to show some love and tell you guys that I love you. I love your writing. I love the way you bring it. You keep it raw. You keep it fresh. You keep it real. I feel like I'm right in the bedroom with your characters, to say the least. But I do have a question for DeviantArt and your part.
Evie.
Nasty. I'm not nasty.
Is she in the bedroom with my characters? Is she nasty?
She is.
DV.
So I have a
what's
question.
Up?
Since, you know,
nah,
judging by your writing, that you seem to know what you're doing, you know, why don't you and your partner Melody, write an instructional book for us sexually naive women on how to please your man, or should I say, how to fuck your man?
Ooh.
How to fuck your black man or Melody, how to fuck your black woman.
Wow. I can do that.
DV, that damn smart about sex? God damn.
He seems to know what he's doing, so I thought
he
I would
do,
come
huh?
straight to the expert.
Oh,
ooh.
Damn, Melody, wait a minute. Hey, Melody, she put your name in that shit. So what the fuck, wait a minute.
Well, I know she's the influential, you know, person in this whole business. So
you ain't read no Red Snapper shit, huh?
Oh my goodness!
Have you read anything about Red Snapper?
We love you too. Thank you for calling
hey,
us.
Hey, DV is good. They
wow.
know what they're talking about. But you ain't answering my question. You ain't read no Red Snapper books.
Who's
is
that?
She gone?
That's for you.
Oh no.
Why not?
Oh.
I'd be happy to read one of your books, but I'm a loyal fan of DVN right now.
Okay, DV. This is one of your private groupings. Okay, goddamn. Okay, all right. What's your number?
I just wanted to show
you
guys
what's
some love,
number?
And I support you, and I love you guys, and good luck on this anthology. I like the little quickie idea. I love the quickies, and y'all keep it real.
Thank you.
All right, well, thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You,
thanks
Tasha.
For calling
Thank
in.
You for
Thank
calling.
You.
Bye-bye. We love you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
What is her number again? I can get her number. Oh, did she hang up?
Sounds like she hung up.
Yeah, she gone. Okay. God damn. Evie, you keep on having your damn groupies calling in and shit, man. That's
no.
Fucked up.
Why would I tell them to stop calling?
I'm just playing. I'm just playing with you, man. Your book is off the fucking chain. We know it. Okay. All right. Anybody else that we missed? We got about 13 minutes left. We want to make sure we got everybody that had anything. So who is that chewing? I hear some shit going on back. What is that?
It's not me.
I'm not chewing.
That's me. I ain't taking the rap for that one.
Okay. Somebody doing something. I've been hearing the whole time.
Somebody somebody been doing something and I can't watch.
I don't know what it is, man. It's so like it sounds like a damn, it sounds like a bed bouncing or other. You know how to.
It does. And see, you thought it was me, and it really ain't me.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we got about 13 minutes left. Miss Cotton, are you still here or did you leave?
I'm still here.
Okay, kind of tell us a little bit. We got 12 minutes left. Give us a little bit on your book, your career and your books and what you've been doing.
I'm a soft spoken poet. I don't do spoken word. I am definitely a poet. I do poetry, and I have 5 books out. The most recent book I put out is called The Love Letter, and you can find me on Amazon or you can go to www.mscottynspoetry.com, Miss Cotton's Poetry.
I know you ain't got no quick one that you can do you?
No.
Reason why I'm saying that, because I want these fine people to hear what Miss Soft Spoken can do real quick. But if you don't have nothing, that's okay. I'm putting you on the spot. I know.
Emotions constantly run high, just the mere thought of you touching the inside of my thighs. My heart pounds to a rhythm that flows with your lyrics. My body reacts to a sound that you'll never forget. Your smooth hands, the softness of your fingertips. You play my body like a great pianist. You play so well, you deserve a standing ovation. The way you love, I'm requesting an Oscar nomination. You've become the man I so greatly respect. You hold and care for me, showing no neglect. I'm feeling like a new song you just sat down to write. Feeling good, even brand new, like a guitar that's never been used. Tonight I need you to beat on my drums. You do this so well. Question, did you come? I'll be your lyrical inspiration. You can be my chocolate temptation. I'll be the lyrical note that will heighten your sensation. When this song is done, we'll be as one, tune my bass and tighten my strings. And no need, I have other edible things. Holding the mic and this is my part. I'm not trying to hurt you, but finish what we start.
Wow,
that is nice.
So what y'all think? How you think Keith,
wow.
How she said that, Keith?
Yeah, that.
Keith, is your shit hard now, man, for listening to that shit, man?
The things
I'll
that make you
want to
do.
There you go. Well, we got 10 minutes, y'all, and I just want to thank all of y'all. We're not leaving yet, but I really want to thank all of y'all for taking time out of y'all's busy schedules to come on Word Sexy Radio. And, you know, we always enjoy having authors that come on and poets, you know, that come on and bring their craft, because that's what we're about. We're about bringing it where it's not a formal setting, but it is about talking about sexual or whatever. And we do that. And that's why I don't like to send out questions, because I like for people to come from the hip, shoot from the hip, and bring their real thoughts to the table when we be on the show. And DV, he does a great thing with us on here as well by having these questions that he usually asks about different things. And we enjoy it. So when you get a chance, I just want to extend this to you all. Whenever you have something new coming out and you want to come on the show, just let me know, and we'll definitely make space for you to come on. That's what I do here. When I'm not writing, we bring it here, and we want to help bring you out to the masses so that everybody have a chance to be able to know who you are and be able to experience you just like we do. Because if you like writing like I do, then you deserve that chance, and that's what I like to do. So just keep that in mind, and Melanie and everyone, I know that Naughty Ink Press is doing well, and like I said, the things that I've seen you guys doing, you know, it's an honor to know you guys, and you know, we definitely want to keep it going, and you know, just do this what we do. So, anytime you want to come on, just let me know, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Had a lot of fun.
And like I said, we got about 8 minutes. We're not gonna let you go just this minute. There is another caller. I think a 215 area code. Have you been on, or do you have a question? Okay, they are not saying a word. Okay.
Richard.
All right, so let me ask you guys. Did y'all have fun on the show?
It was
absolutely.
It
was just awesome.
You didn't have no fun?
You know me, man. Of course I
Yeah,
had
I know.
Fun.
Yeah. But, you know, like I said, man, we really like doing this, and I like having these shows, and they're getting longer, and people are wanting more. So we're getting a lot of, you know, more people calling in and wanting to come on Word Sexy Radio. And we're starting to get a lot of some of the mainstream authors are even asking to come on the show now. So it's just, you know, we're all authors the way I look at it. But, you know, some of these ones with these mainstream publishing companies, you know, they're starting to, I guess, feel like they need to come on Word Sexy Radio. But we talk shit on here, and if you can't handle it, and if you're a Christian fiction author and all that, we'll let you come on, but we're going to talk shit. So if you don't want to talk shit, then don't come on here, because to me, and I'm not dogging the genre, so if you listen, don't get mad, people, but to me, Christian fiction is just erotica. It's just cleaned up. It's got Sister Cucumber and Reverend so-and-so, and they still fucking, so what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, motherfuckers still doing some shit, so I mean, so what's the difference? You're just using a different title. Instead of me saying a lawyer, you talking about Reverend whatever, you know what I'm saying? So we can talk about that shit on here, too.
Rick, can I mention one thing?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Is Keith still online?
I'm still here, baby.
No, not Keith. Is Keith still online?
Yeah, Keith's here.
Not Keith.
Keith or DV? Who you want?
Neither one. Okay.
Oh, damn. Okay.
No, what I mean, I want both of them, but not in that same time. Anyway.
Hey.
I was saying Key as in K-I-E.
Kai.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention next month, October, which is also my birthday. But anyway, next month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so keep that in mind. It's important. Saving Lives Through Literature comes out with their anthology next month as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So
I'm still here.
Just one.
Okay.
Oh, see?
I put it on mute. I thought I had it off mute. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and talk about that real quick. We got 5 minutes, and I'm going to, you know, play the end of the song. But go ahead and speak on that real quick.
I am part of that anthology as well with Kai. So it's important that as we remember everything that we like to do for fun, that there is some seriousness coming out next month, and it's important that we go out there and support. I know that the website, correct me if I'm wrong, is savinglivesthroughliterature.com. Org. Am I right or wrong?
.com. Saving Lives Through Lit. L-I-T.
I knew I was going to mess that up. I've been pushing it all day. So I want us to remember that next month is a very serious month, something we need to concentrate on, something we need to look at and have fun as well, because I'm going to be having just as much fun. Well, never mind.
Well, I'm going to take this time right now, because I normally don't do this on the show. I mean, I don't really promote myself as much, but I'm going to go ahead and start doing that. For those of you who don't know me, I am Red Snapper, even though I'm the major host of this radio show. I am also an author, and I have 9 novels out. And they're all erotic. And, you know, the Scandalous Motive series is out there. That you know, it gets into a lot of, you know, it's a great stories that are there. Also, there's Memoirs of a Career Crime Cartel. I did a book called Seductive Company that is out, that I did with this porn star, India, and that's out there. And we also have the book that just came out. It's called Acts of Congress, as I kind of spoke a little about that earlier. But like I said, I have books out there as well, and I love writing. You know, I don't usually promote myself as much as I try to promote everybody else that comes on the show. But, you know, I do a little bit here and there, and I love doing it. So Midwest Publishing Group is my publishing company that I do my books through. And like I said, I will be eventually starting to get some authors that will be coming through my publishing company as well. But I just want you all to know, you know, I got these books and I love doing it. And if you get a chance to go to my website, it's called www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, and you can read some of my stuff there, or you can always hit me up on Facebook as well. But does anybody got anything last they want to say before I go into this ending song? Because I really enjoyed having you all on the show, and I definitely want to have you all back again. Whenever you have some projects coming up, we definitely want to bring you back. And when the book comes out, just because you came on now doesn't mean you can't come back when the book actually hits the stores. So just keep that in mind as well, okay?
One other thing I just want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Not Even Press is off the chain. They have been wonderful to work with. Miss Melody and DV are just wonderful. And Red, you are great too. But Naughty Ink is, they're where they need to be. And they're going to be better.
Oh, well, goddamn. Okay.
Yeah, what she said.
I don't know how to take that. I don't know how to take. Am I supposed to take that positively or negatively? I don't know.
That was really a positive thing, but I mean, Naughty Inc. is just doing so much, and Red, you are too. But Naughty Inc. is the new kid on the block, doing some awesome things, and it is a pleasure to be a part of that group right now.
Okay, I'll take that as a. Okay.
Red, I love you, honey. I do. I just need you to come to Texas.
I just got dogged on my own show. I mean,
no, you didn't.
Damn,
we need
man,
you to
I got
come to Texas
over.
so we can. I fucked you over, yeah.
Oh, damn.
And in how many positions can I put you in?
Oh, my God. Well, if you say my shit is good, then you might be able to get everyone. I don't know.
Okay. Let me know when your plane.
When what? When my what?
Well, let me know when your plane lands, baby, and I will meet you with open arms.
All right. Y'all heard it here on Word Sexy Radio. And we thank y'all for coming on.
Thanks for having us, Red.